بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, over the next few pages till the end of the 8th juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make mention of a number of Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa-salam and their incidents. And Mufassirin have mentioned that there are three primary reasons for this. The first is that when the Quraysh of Makkah listen to these incidents of the Anbiya of the past, then they will realize that Nubuwa, prophethood, for a human being to be given this mantle of Nubuwat is not something new, not something alien, not something specific to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This concept has existed in the past, and therefore this would soften their hearts and potentially make it easier for them to accept the Nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the first reason. Secondly, the mentioning of these incidents serves as tasalli, as consolation for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he will now receive these incidents of the Anbiya of the past, and he will see that he is not the only one being belied, being rejected, but this has existed in the past as well. Other Anbiya made effort, and they were also rejected by their people. So in this way, it will become lighter upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third reason Mufassirin have mentioned, why are the incidents of the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa salam related? So that the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can take lesson from these incidents and learn from the mistakes of the nations of the past. So the first Nabi that is mentioned is Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah says, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. Certainly we had sent Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam to his people. فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ. And he then said to them, O my people, worship Allah. There is no deity besides Allah for you. And we find this was repeated by all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. They all invited to the worship of one Allah. إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. He then says that indeed I fear for you the punishment of a great day. In other words, if you do not accept, you do not believe in Allah, then the day of Qiyamah is coming, and you will have to stand before Allah, and I am fearful that you will be punished on that day. So when he says this to them, قَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِهِ إِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. The chiefs and the leaders from his people said that indeed we deem you to be clearly astray. We think that you are astray, and you are making a mistake in what you are inviting towards. And look at how beautifully Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam responds to them. He does not become upset or angry or shout at them, but with wisdom he tries to win them over. So very gently he says to them, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَيْسَ بِي ضَلَالَةٌ وَلَكِنِّي رَسُولٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He says, O my people, I am not astray. However, I am a messenger that has been sent from رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, from the Lord of all the worlds. أُبَلِّغُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي. I am here to convey the messages of my Rabb to you. وَأَنصَحُ لَكُمْ. I am a well-wisher to you. وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And I have such knowledge from Allah which you do not have. In other words, Allah has chosen me for this task, and I am not claiming to be superior to you in any way. I have come to help you, to assist you. I am a well-wisher for you. And then he says to them, أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ أَن جَاءَكُمْ ذِكْرٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنْكُمْ لِيُنذِرَكُمْ وَلِتَتَّقُوا وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That are you surprised that a reminder has come to you from your Lord upon the tongue of a man from amongst you? Is this something that amazes you, that surprises you, that Allah has sent me to remind you? This is not something strange. This is logical, rational. I have come لِيُنذِرَكُمْ. Allah has sent this message to this person, in other words to myself, so that he may warn you, and so that you may become conscious of Allah, and so that ultimately you may become the recipients of the mercy of Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So saying this, he tries to convince them that I am not here to oppose you or to deter you from what you are doing. I have actually come because I want you to be recipients of Allah's mercy. So I am on your side. In this way, he tries convincing them. But these people were stubborn, they were obstinate. فَكَذَّبُوهُ. They belied him, they rejected him. So Allah says, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ فِي الْفُلْكِ. We saved him and those who were with him in the ship. وَأَغْرَقْنَا الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. And we caused those who rejected our signs to be drowned. And we know the entire incident of Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. which is mentioned in detail elsewhere in the Quran, how Allah had instructed him to construct that ship. And finally the floods came, and then he had taken the believers with him upon that ship, and Allah saved them, and everybody else was drowned. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا عَمِينَ Allah says regarding them that they were a group of people who were blind. And here, it does not mean that they were physically blind, rather, they were blind to the truth. They were unable to see the truth in front of them because of their stubbornness, because of their arrogance. So they were ultimately destroyed, and Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and his followers were then saved. And one main lesson that Mufassirin have mentioned from the incident of Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, they mentioned that for a number of years he had invited his people to Allah, but it was just a small number that accepted. Some Mufassirin mentioned 70, some say 72, some say 80 people that had accepted Islam at his hands, despite such a large number of time or number of years and such a lengthy period of time he had spent in inviting them to the worship of Allah. So the lesson Mufassirin draw from this is that it is not about numbers, it is not about the results, but the process itself is the objective. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see the effort that is put in, and likewise we can take lesson from this. Sometimes we may not see results in our life, or we may feel we are making an effort, we're coming to the masjid, reading salah, we are trying to avoid guna, avoid sin, be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're not seeing the fruits of this. So this is not something which is the objective. The fruits and the reward will be seen in the hereafter. The process itself is important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the effort and the sacrifice, and Allah will grant reward upon this. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.